Reverend Jeff Broughton, he is the rector at St. George's Anglican Church in Paddington. He joins me on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Emma.
Now, this morning, up to 10 Anglican churches around Australia are offering sanctuary to about 270 asylum seekers at risk of being returned to Nauru in the wake of a failed High Court challenge. And your church is one of them. Talk to us about that decision.
Well, I think the first and most important thing to say is in Christian faith, and it has a long history in Christian teaching. I also teach theology at a theological college, that grace and mercy trump law. And so I guess this is one of those difficult issues where I've had to wrestle with, along with my congregation, about what is our response to a decision yesterday by the courts that we think is not appropriate, and how might grace and mercy operate to people, some of the most vulnerable people. We're talking about children, some of them babies. How might grace and mercy be extended to them?
Yeah. Okay. And what has your congregation's reaction been?
Well, they know. So I came here to Paddington a couple of years ago, and they know that I've had a fairly long involvement with thinking and speaking and writing and acting about children in detention. So as far back as 2001, when I was in the neighbouring parish of Darlinghurst, I was quite involved back then, post the sort of Tampa issue that put this on the horizon. And in those days, children were kept in onshore detention centres like Curtin and Baxter. And I had involvement with a number of people within the congregation who were journalists and mental health experts and childcare workers. And that's where I really became aware of the plight of these children in detention. I still have pictures on my computer I look at from time to time that were drawn by some of those children in detention back in 2001. So this is not a new thing that I've sprung on congregation. They know my convictions about this issue as a Christian pastor and theologian. Just before I started in the parish, I was involved in one of the early Love Makes a Way campaign in Tony Abbott's electoral office. So they kind of knew, and I think they welcomed my advocacy and my activism on this issue.
Yeah.
And so I was not surprised yesterday when I touched base with a few key people, other ministry staff and the parish council, and they were very supportive of the church being involved in offering sanctuary.
Now, churches have obviously traditionally been considered places of refuge for people seeking protection. And as you just said a few minutes ago, grace and mercy trump law. But the legality of sanctuary has never been tested under Australian law. So can the police come in and remove the people?
Well, that's the big question. We don't know. Again, I've spent some time in the US in the mid-90s, and certainly in the US, it has been tested, and generally the police are not willing to do that.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens in a similar issue here in Australia if it comes to that.
Yeah.
Either way, I suspect the police would be reluctant, as they've often been reluctant to be arresting clergy and other nuns and who are having peaceful prayer vigils regarding this issue.
They're
going to be reluctant to act in a similar way, but as you rightly say, it's untested in the Australian court.
Yes, yeah. Okay, and tell us what this looks like on a practical level, providing your church as a place of safety. What to then and how long for, and yeah, do you have the facilities that can really support them?
Yeah, so look, thank you for the question. One of the reasons why I was willing for our church to put our name to this is not just for the reasons I've been speaking about in terms of our convictions and passion, but in terms of practicalities, our site is all connected, so both the rectory and the church hall are all on the one physical property location here in the inner city of Sydney. And so, in a sense, we are well set up not to have large numbers, but people could quite easily be here. I don't know the answers to your other questions about length of time and that. I think the bigger logistical challenge will be how people would actually get safely here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly that's for others to worry about. But certainly if asylum seekers to arrive here, we are fairly well located to be able to provide them with a safe place, while I guess there will be other legal challenges in that taking place. Being untested in Australia, so yes, it's no one has a roadmap for this.